Connect with us at facebook.com/IsraelHour. Email us at info@IsraelHour.com. Or call us at 732-932-8800. Now, here's the host of the Israel Hour, Josh Rose.
We are building a stronger Israel one song at a time here at MyIsraeliMusic.com. You're tuned to our flagship podcast called Israel Hour Radio, live around the world right this very second at WRSU.org and available as a podcast for the foreseeable future until the end of time at MyIsraeliMusic.com. Shalom lekulam, bruchim abayim. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as we build a stronger Israel, one song at a time, I am blessed to be surrounded by a community of fans from around the world who share that mission, who have the same passion, the same love, the same enthusiasm for Israel, for Israeli music, and for Israeli culture that I do. And I'm blessed beyond words to share this passion with all of them and to hear from each and every one of them on a regular basis. And with that, I'm thrilled to kick off a brand new feature. It's called My Israeli Playlist. And that means that each and every month on this radio program, we're going to invite a listener to join us on the air to come up with their favorite Israeli songs of all time and to talk about their Israeli music journey. We're going to do the first of those today with our special guest, Erica Marcus. But before she comes on, I want to let you know that you too can submit your own Israeli playlist. Come up with a number of songs that you just love and let me know what they are. And you too can co-host this show like Erica is about to. Just get in touch with me at info@israelimusic.com. at IsraelHour.com. Let us bring our first guest onto the air. I would like to welcome Erica Marcus from Plainview, New York. Erica is a faithful, loyal listener to Israel Hour Radio. And Erica, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. It's so fun.
So glad to have you on. And Erica, you are the person who's going to inaugurate a new feature for Israel Hour Radio, because a couple of months ago, we were planning out our August Chagigot, and you sent me a message and said, "Hey, Josh, how about a playlist of songs Erica learned at camp?"
That's not too self-indulgent.
Well, all right. That's all right. You're entitled. You listen every week, so we'll do anything you want, really. So we started talking, and this turned into a little bit of a conversation of, well, you know what? Maybe it would be interesting if our listeners pick the playlist every so often. And Erica, you are the very first listener to pick the playlist and to come on the air and tell us what you want to hear and why you want to hear it. So congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. It's an honor just to be asked.
Well, we're thrilled to have you, and thrilled to have to know that there are people like you who have such a strong connection to the music of Israel and to the land of Israel. So I wanted you to tell me, first of all, what is your connection with Israeli music? Tell me about your Israeli music journey.
It kind of came to it a couple different ways. When I lived in Israel for a year when I was 13 with my family. And that's when I first was introduced actually to both Israeli music, but more so to Israeli folk dancing, which I was able to do with some Israeli teenagers that I met. I was, you know, about my age, and they used to take me sometimes to Israeli folk dancing. And that is, I started to really start enjoying the music there. And when I went as a teenager to Camp Tel Yehuda in Barreville, New York, it's the camps, Zionist camps of Young Judea, and they have junior camps and senior camps. Israeli singing and dancing, Israeli music and folk dance was a center focal point of the camp. So every day we sang Israeli songs. At the time, they were kind of new. Now they're, I guess, retro and old, but the time they were new, or in some classic, and Israeli folk dancing, we did it every day. We sang after at least one meal a day, and we danced almost every day. And that is my connection to sort of the oldies, but now through all the radio stations we can listen to, and through your podcast and your show and all the apps, I still continue to listen to the new artists as well.
So let me ask you this. Some people who have an affinity for Israeli oldies, or the songs that they grew up with and things that, right, they learned in camp, they sometimes say, you know, I'm not interested in any of the new singers. It doesn't do anything for me. Give me the classics. Moved beyond what you learned as a kid?
I did. I have moved beyond. I have to admit, I still, my heart leaps when a classic comes on. So I did the 10 songs every Jew should know.
Right.
The first four, I'm like, oh yes, songs from camp. But I have to say, I think Idan Reichel is probably the most significant musician to come out of Israel in a long, long time. Shlomo Artzi, I consider a little newer. Mishina, I like the newer things also. But there's a certain attachment to the oldies.
Of course, for all of us. I want to know, how did you find us at Israel Hour Radio? Do you remember?
I do. My husband somehow found you.
Okay.
I give him 100% credit. And we started listening to your podcast when we took long car rides. I'm like, well, what is this? This is Israeli music. Wait. And then it was always August. So it was August Chagigot. And one of them had whatever it was, a series of the songs were some of the classics.
Okay.
Because it was in the theme of something. And I'm like, I know. I was singing to all of them. It's like, you know, all of them. Like, oh yeah, that's page 72 of the Young Judea Sharon. And so that's when, I started listening on our own. But so I give him credit. Once I started mentioning it around town to other people that are connected to Israel, they're like, oh yeah, how come we didn't know about that? I'm like, so then I felt a little bad. But so then it's been a few years. So I've been a loyal listener since then.
Well, we really appreciate it. And we're grateful to you and your husband. What's his name?
Charles.
Charles. All right. Well, thanks to both of you. And we're glad that you're tuned in on a regular basis. So tell me about the songs we'll be hearing on today's show.
So the songs you'll be hearing on today's show are songs that me and my peer group and friends sang at the Young Judea camps, mostly Tell You Yehuda, very specific between the years 1984 and 1994, because those were the years I was there both as a camper and staff member. What I did is I thought of some songs myself, and then I posted on my Facebook alumni group. I said, I have this opportunity to put together a playlist. People hadn't heard of the podcast, the radio show, and so some people started listening. And so that was fun. And then and people jumped in and gave names of songs that brought them back to camp, songs that stuck with them, their favorite songs, the ones that had the strongest memories. And those are the songs I put together in the playlist. Some of the songs we just danced to, some of the songs we sang, and some we sang and danced to. So there's a bit of a mix, and there's a mix of slow and fast songs. Some of the songs were reserved for Saturday nights, the end of Shabbat. We called it Shirash Keitan. Those are some of the slower Naomi Shemer songs, those kinds of songs. The David Broza, we sang those, the slower ones. And then the upbeat, fast ones were a lot of the ones that we sang after lunch and the whole, you know, dining room was up singing and kind of rocking and rolling. So there's a mix there.
It's Erica's playlist on Israel Hour Radio. If anybody else is interested in doing exactly what Erica is doing, please let me know. info@israelhour.com. In the meantime, Erica, the floor is yours. Where are we starting?
Okay, I think we are starting with a song called Yom Shishi. This is a favorite from Camp Tel Yehuda. Many people suggested that when I asked favorite songs and favorite memories. Quite a few people wrote down Yom Shishi. They had the was a highlight for them. So we will start with that one.
Yom Shishi lo nigmar, Revi'i meyutar, מתנדבים עושים חיים רק בישראל.
הכרמל יורד לים,
דיסקוטק נסגר מודם רק בישראל.
הקיבוץ והמושב
רק בישראל,
ירושלים של זהב
רק בישראל,
ירקון תמיד ירוק
רק בישראל,
יום הולדת לאילן וכנרת מול גולן
רק בישראל.
כל אדם הוא בן אדם
רק בישראל,
יקבל עצות חינם
רק בישראל.
רק בישראל,
טייסים וטייסים
רק בישראל,
לא ינו ולא ישן, התנדב לחיל הים רק בישראל.
Israel Hour Radio, it's Josh and special co-host Erica Marcus presenting the first edition of My Israeli Playlist, continuing with Yizhar Cohen, Israel Hour Radio.
שמיים הצובעים את העולם, ויפה הוא שבעתיים ומחייך לכולם.
עולה עולה השיר ביחד כשהשמחה בלב אורחת. עולה עולה השיר ביחד גדול וקטן כמו קשת
שלום. כך באים לשיר הלילה מארבע קצווי עולם, השמחה בלב לא די לה, רגע של אור לכולם.
עולה עולה השיר ביחד כשהשמחה בלב אורחת. עולה עולה השיר ביחד גדול וקטן שבענן.
והשיר גובר בינתיים, מקרב את הלבבות, מלאכים פורסים
Hasar Kohen on Israel Hour Radio. Ole, ole. Before that, Lakat Chel Hayam, Rak B'Yisrael. All songs chosen by my special co-host today, Erica. Before that, Benzin Yom Shishi. And we started today's show off with Orna and Moshe Dots with Khan. It's Israel Hour Radio. I'm on with Erica Marcus from Plainview, New York. And she has picked the playlist on today's show. And Erica, great choices so far. We're having a great time singing and dancing and reminiscing with all of your song selections. Tell me, where are we going next?
Well, next up is a song called Yo-Ya.
I've heard of that.
Yes, many people have Yo-Ya. As a matter of fact, we did not sing. Yo-Ya was our favorite dance. We had many versions of that dance. One was a series of burpees and led to many emergency room visits, yet we continue to do it. And I'm happy to say that my son, who's a camper there now, says Yo-Ya remains their favorite dance and they still do the burpees.
All right. Forgive me. I must be out of touch with reality. What are burpees?
Burpees is something you do in a workout that involves jumping and getting on the ground.
Okay.
It's an exercise, and they're actually really difficult and very painful.
And so every so often in camp, there are burpees gone wrong.
There's some broken legs, yes.
Okay. But it still remains a favorite of yours.
Always a favorite. It remains a favorite.
It's Yo-Ya by Kaveret, requested by Erica on Israel Hour Radio.
Thank you. והתכתבו אצל מציל ידוע כשנכנע סוף סוף לאן תוך שניות נעלם שתיים קפצו אליו ביד
פה באים השניים מן האחד
singing along. It's Israel Hour Radio with Josh Schroen and Erica Marcus. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We really do appreciate it. You just heard Hallelujah by Chalav Udvash, Eurovision winner, of course. Kaveret before that with Yoya. This is the first edition of My Israeli Playlist here at MyIsraeliMusic.com. And I am so grateful to Erica for co-hosting with me today. Also, let me say hello to Ken listening in New York. Really appreciate it. Great to hear from you, Ken. So So glad to know you're out there. Chezi is listening in New Jersey. Ellen in Florida. Thomas is tuned in Sweden, all the way in Sweden. Hello, Thomas. Barbara is listening. Hello to Liz. Thank you all so much for tuning in. A number of people said hi on Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram at Israel Hour Radio. And I'm so glad that all of you are joining us for this very, very fun show. A quick reminder, you need to check out our website at myisraelimusic.com. It's been a big week over at myisraelimusic.com because I wrote a post about the top 10 new Israeli songs of August 2019 as we entered the month of September. Well, I gave a wrap-up of the most popular songs in Israel during the month of August. Check that out at our website. Also, you've got to see the new Kul Olam video recorded on Tu B'Av, the Jewish holiday of love. That was back on August 15th, and the video just came out a few days ago. You can check that out at myisraelimusic.com. It is breathtaking, as so many of their songs tend to be. I also wrote about Yishai Ribo's new song. We'll play it next week on the air, but it is a song that has many religious themes in it, reflecting the liturgy of the Yom Kippur service. I wrote about it on our website and also at the Times of Israel. Well, the Times of Israel apparently loved it. They put it as a featured post on their website. It's getting a ton of attention, so you can check it out either on our website, myisraelimusic.com, or search for me at the Times of Israel, and I'd love to know your thoughts. It basically talks about religious themes in Israeli music, and do religious themes belong on mainstream Israeli radio? Would love to hear your thoughts at myisraelimusic.com. Continuing with Erica's playlist, Erica requested a song that I know is on the minds of many, many people each and every year at this time, because it's a time of transition. It's a new school year. The school year started this week. Kids are going all over the place. I know Ari from New Jersey sent his daughter off for a year of study in Israel. He was thinking about this song. So are many of you. It's Arik Einstein, Uf Gozal, Israel Hour Radio.
Agozalim sheli azvu et akel Parsu knafayim ve'afu ואני ציפור סגנה נשארתי בקן מקווה מאוד שהכל יהיה בסדר תמיד ידעתי שיבוא היום שבו צריך להיפרד אבל עכשיו זה ככה בא לי פתאום אז מה הפלא שאני קצת דואג אוף גוזל חתוך את השמיים טוס לאן שבא לך רק אל תשכח יש נשר בשמיים גור לך עכשיו נשארנו לבדנו בקן אבל אנחנו ביחד חבקי אותי חזק תגידי לי כן אל תדאגי ביחד כיף להזדקן אוף גוזל חתוך את השמיים טוס לאן שבא לך יש נשר בשמיים גור לך אני יודע שככה זה בטבע וגם אני עזבתי כן אבל עכשיו כשבא הרגע אז מחניק קצת בגרון Oh,
גם הדגן מתנועה שיר העדר מצלצל זוהי ארצי וסדותיה זהו עמק יזרעאל תבורך ארצי ותהולל מבית אלפא עד נהלל
Selected by Erica, it's Hapar Varim, Shir HaEmek. Before that, Arik Einstein, Uf Gozal.
Israel Hour Radio, I'm on with our guest host for today, Erica. Erica, you having a good time so far?
This is so much fun. I cannot even tell you how much fun it is.
Well, we're glad to have you. And I know that your song selections are very popular among everybody who's listening. And we've heard some great songs so far. Tell me where we're going next.
Okay, well, next we're going to hear Eretz Tropi Yafab. So I picked Eretz Tropi Yafav, written by Ehud Ben-Nor. He wrote quite a few of the songs in our songbook, but we had brought him as our special scholar in residence for one of our reunion conventions that we had many years ago.
Very clear.
He came and was fantastic, and we loved him, and he loved us, and he was thrilled that there was this group of American young adults by that point who knew all of his music, I guess, by heart. So he was, it was a great experience. So I picked Eretz Tropi Yafav. It's a fun, upbeat song and one written by one of our favorite songwriters.
We'll play the version by Yehudit Ravitz just for you. It's Eretz Tropi Yafav, written by the late, great Ehud Ben-Nor, Israel Hour Radio.
Yafa, she גדול הוא הלילה ולך מחייך חזרנו עם בוקר אל שרם השייך עברנו
moments with Erica on Israel Hour Radio. I'm so glad that you were able to join us and be part of this inaugural broadcast of, I have to find a better title for it, but listeners, pick the playlist. We'll come up with a catchy name for it somewhere along the way, but you did great, and I know everybody appreciated. I wanted to ask you, you know, you listened to Israeli music in camp, grew up with it. What kind of relationship do you think American Jews as a whole have with Israeli music? Or at least the people you speak to.
I think one thing I like about Israeli music is that, well, a few things. One is I like that it lets you interact with the Hebrew language in a lot of different ways. So there's something with music and language together that makes it somewhat magical and beautiful. So that's one thing. The other thing is that it crosses political boundaries a lot of times, religious boundaries. And I think it doesn't really, a lot of times doesn't matter so much where you are on the religious spectrum, on a where you stand politically, that people can kind of agree on what makes great Israeli music. And it lets you connect with Israel in a very pleasant and fun way. I love listening to it. It brings back memories that you can envision the land when you're there. Sometimes it keeps me updated on certain trends. Yep, that's
from what you're saying. It sounds like it unifies us in a very, very cool way.
Right, and I think Kul Olam, which brings all those people, is just another example of that, where we can, where they physically thousands of people singing the same song together, and with such diversity of races and backgrounds and ages. I think it really can be, yes, something that brings, you know, Am Yisrael together.
It's an amazing thing. We have time for one final song, and tell us what we'll be hearing as we close out today's show.
So I think we're going to hear Od Lo Ahavti Dai, And that is a camp favorite because we used to sing it and dance to it. And it was definitely one of our favorite dances. It's a simple Israeli dance. It's classic. People of all ages know it. The young children know it. The grandparents know it. And that was one of the ones that people would just get up and dance to, and we would sing and dance. You could turn off the music and we could still dance to it. So we're going to end with that one.
Sounds great. Erica, I want to thank you so much for joining us on Israel Hour Radio. Be sure to tell all your friends to tune into this podcast starring you. And, thank you for some amazing Israeli music choices. And most of all, thank you for your commitment and your dedication and your participation in everything we do in the Israel Hour Radio community. Great job by Erica. Thank you so, so much. If you'd like to pick the playlist and participate in the next edition, we're going to do this just about every month, of My Israeli Playlist, send me an email right now to info@israelhour.com, or call me or send me a WhatsApp message. Either way, it's 732-844-9778. You're tuned to 88.7 WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Josh Rohn. Al tafsiku lashir. Thank you, Erica.
אותי הדרך ולאן אני הולך עוד לא אהבתי די הרוח והשמש על פניי עוד לא אמרתי די ואם לא אם לא עכשיו ומתי עוד לא שתלתי דשא עוד לא הקמתי עיר עוד לא נתתי קרם על כל גבעות הגיר עוד לא הכל עשיתי ממש במו ידיי עוד לא הכל ניסיתי עוד לא אהבתי די עוד לא אהבתי די הרוח והשמש על פעמיי הקמתי שבט, עוד לא חיברתי שיר עוד לא ירד לי שלג באמצע הקציר אני עוד לא כתבתי את זיכרונותיי עוד לא בניתי לי את בית חלומותיי עוד לא אהבתי די הרוח והשמש על פעמיי עוד לא אמרתי די ואף על פי שאת פה ואת כל כך יפה ממך אני בורח כמו ממגפה עוד יש הרבה דברים שרציתי לעשות את בטח תסלחי לי גם בשנה הזאת אני נהיה עוד לא אהבתי די